This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
That report from Katie Hendrickson, a new voice you've heard on Ozarks at Large. Katie is actually inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with us. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. We're going to be hearing a lot more from you every day.
That's
beginning
right.
Monday.
I am starting a new program called Of Note with Katie Hendrickson. It'll be a classical music hour from 11 to noon right before Ozarks. And that's what it is. It focuses on classical music, although we all feature all the local classical music goings on. So I'll talk to all the conductors, musicians who are coming through, musicians at the universities that come through, all that kind of stuff. There'll be interviews, lots of good music.
I love the title.
I do too.
Thank you. I thought about it for a long, long time, and it was really hard to come up with something that I felt was fitting, because connotations for me, as a writer, it's so easy to have so many different connotations. So at the end, I went with something really simple, and actually, I have a Twitter feed, and so I tweeted about needing a name, and one of my friends, who's a poet who now lives in Denver, she's actually the first one who said, what about just Of Note?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, a whole bunch of different things came through, and I kind of put it in the back of my mind. And then, like, about a week later, I was like, wait a second, that's perfect. So it stuck.
You are a musician, correct?
I am, although I wouldn't say I'm an active musician. I grew up playing music. Like, I started violin when I was 6, and then by junior high, I was singing in choirs, and then I also started playing viola, and then musicians, you know, if you play anything, you should play some piano. So I took a couple years of piano. And then so I sang in a lot of choirs growing up. And in high school, I did the all-region, all-state. And I've played in orchestras. And then in college, I started briefly as a music major. And then I decided, hey, I want to go to journalism school instead.
So that's not a musician? I mean, it's more of a musician than me.
Thank you. And your family has musicians?
Yes. Well, I kind of grew up with classical music always on. I mean, I don't really remember a first time with classical music, because my grandfather was the chair of the music department here at the University of Arkansas, Roger Witter, and he has 4 sons. They all play classical music, and my mom actually also came from a musical household. She plays upright bass and piano, so we just always had music playing constantly, and it was kind of like a, I don't know, it's like a religious experience for my family.
Have you thought about the first piece? And is that, does that, would that hold importance, the very first piece you'd play on Of Note with Katie Hendrickson?
I haven't figured out what the very first piece is going to be. I mean, I've tried to come up, I'm thinking of, like, kind of loosely themed shows. Some of them will be more themed. Like, I have a whole list, Franz Liszt program all picked out already. I mean, I'm not positive right now that that's going to be the first one, but if it is, we'd start off with Liszt, which would be a good choice, because he's very fiery and passionate, and I kind of think that would be a good representation of what I'm about, I guess.
All right. So Monday at 11.
Yes.
The first Of Note.
Very first.
Very excited for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. We look forward to it. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
That report from Katie Hendrickson, a new voice you've heard on Ozarks at Large. Katie is actually inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with us. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. We're going to be hearing a lot more from you every day.
That's
beginning
right.
Monday.
I am starting a new program called Of Note with Katie Hendrickson. It'll be a classical music hour from 11 to noon right before Ozarks. And that's what it is. It focuses on classical music, although we all feature all the local classical music goings on. So I'll talk to all the conductors, musicians who are coming through, musicians at the universities that come through, all that kind of stuff. There'll be interviews, lots of good music.
I love the title.
I do too.
Thank you. I thought about it for a long, long time, and it was really hard to come up with something that I felt was fitting, because connotations for me, as a writer, it's so easy to have so many different connotations. So at the end, I went with something really simple, and actually, I have a Twitter feed, and so I tweeted about needing a name, and one of my friends, who's a poet who now lives in Denver, she's actually the first one who said, what about just Of Note?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, a whole bunch of different things came through, and I kind of put it in the back of my mind. And then like about a week later, I was like, wait a second, that's perfect. So it stuck.
You are a musician, correct?
I am, although I wouldn't say I'm an active musician. I grew up playing music. Like, I started violin when I was 6, and then by junior high I was singing in choirs, and then I also started playing viola. And then musicians, you know, if you play anything, you should play some piano. So I took a couple years of piano. And then so I sang in a lot of choirs growing up, and in high school I did the all-region, all-state, and I've played in orchestras. And then in college I started briefly as a music major, and then I decided, hey, I want to go to journalism school instead.
So that's not a musician? I mean, it's more of a musician than me.
Thank you. And your family has musicians?
Yes. Well, I kind of grew up with classical music always on. I mean, I don't really remember a first time with classical music, because my grandfather was the chair of the music department here at the University of Arkansas, Roger Witter. And he has 4 sons. They all play classical music. And my mom actually also came from a musical household. She plays upright bass and piano. So we just always had music playing constantly. And it was kind of like a, I don't know, it's like a religious experience for my family.
Have you thought about the first piece? And is that, does that, would that hold importance, the very first piece you'd play on Of Note with Katie Henriksen?
I haven't figured out what the very first piece is going to be. I mean, I've tried to come up, I'm thinking of like kind of loosely themed shows. Some of them will be more themed. Like, I have a whole list, Franz Liszt program all picked out already. I mean, I'm not positive right now that that's going to be the first one, but if it is, we'd start off with Liszt, which would be a good choice, because he's very fiery and passionate, and I kind of think that would be a good representation of what I'm about, I guess.
All right. So Monday at 11.
Yes.
The first Of Note.
Very first.
Very excited for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. We look forward to it.